Dr. Max Reinecke a few weeks ago decided to answer a golf inquiry about health. That was my question. My concern, a little twinge in my right knee, had me walking one step at a time, just one leg down the stairs. Since that time, we have been reporting back on his findings. My first experience with a chiropractor. Dr. Max, welcome back.
Hi, Bill. How are you today?
The way this has worked is I've been in for treatments on Monday. You come in. We don't talk until Wednesday. And we are really in kind of a medical setting.
Yes, the listeners, it'll be news to the listeners just like it's news to me how things are going.
And a twinge in the knee could be anybody. And it could be golf. It could be hoeing the garden. It could be tennis. It could be doing what Dr. Luby discussed, just 5 minutes walking. Any of that could be the case.
Yes, and it's basically any time someone, if there's something in the basement or upstairs and you put off going to do that because you know up and downstairs is hard on the knee, it's time to do something about it.
All right. I'm a patient in your office. What are you going to ask me about how the treatments are going?
Bill, how did the knee feel after your ARP and how did your golf game go?
Well, I didn't take any protein, which is something that you guys have chewed me out the last 2 weeks about.
Which is vital.
And I had a muffin, and you said a muffin. That's not going to take care of you. Yes.
But it was a blueberry muffin. And I said, Bill, there's no protein in blueberries.
Right. Well, it had a little chocolate chip in it, but there wasn't any protein in that either. But I didn't quite understand the concern, because that would be a typical breakfast for me. And it was like, no, you need to have the protein if we're going to give you the ARP treatment. Why would I need that?
The ARP with its electricity winds up stimulating the body to grow muscles that have been atrophied. And so it increases the little cells of the muscles, we call them fascicles. It increases the sizes of the ones you have, and it actually induces the body to grow new muscle fascicles. And if it has a new muscle, it needs to have a nerve going to that. So it actually grows little sprouts out of the nerves you have as you're being ARP'd. This happens as it's going on. And both muscle building and nerve development require protein. If there isn't protein in the storage tanks of your body can't respond. And it's kind of like giving someone a job that you know is impossible. It can't respond in the most favorable manner.
My concern with you, as I saw you Monday at 11:30, about 30 minutes after our show, was that I had done an auction at the Washington Pavilion, and we had 70 items that were sold, and they raised $50,000, best that they've ever done with that art auction.
Thanks to Bill.
And Michelle Wellman. But my concern was that I stood up for 3 hours in a way that I wasn't used to. Didn't get to get up and down from the stage. It was there. And I was a little stiff and sore after that. And I told you that was really the worst thing that had happened. And that I hadn't worn the belt, which is something that kind of keeps the back in the condition
holds
that
things together, yes.
And probably should have.
Yes. Underneath your tuxedo or whatever you were.
Well, whatever wearing. It was. I think it was more of a suit that somebody that has a little crime syndicate in the family would wear. But it,
very good.
It looked good. But you went ahead, they did the ARP, and I was a little surprised at what the ARP did.
What did the ARP do? Tell us, Bill.
The ARP, of course, was just on my right leg where I've had the twinge, and I didn't know what to expect. It was like, you better have protein. I'm thinking, boy, this is going to be bad. Well, it was like an electric fence. For the most part.
Yeah, it's a little tingling.
There's a tingle to it, and they wanted to know what the tingle number was, and I've never had to measure a tingle number before. But, you know, it was no more than a 7, and the lady that was working with me took good care of me, and I did the session. She said, you're doing pretty well for not having protein. Again, the protein thing, which scared the heck out of me. But we finished it, went out, finally found a place that had lunch. We went to two places that were supposed to be 2-for-1 lunches. Couldn't find those, but had a good lunch, had plenty of protein in that, went out and played golf in the afternoon, and it was very windy on Monday afternoon. Didn't do real well in the first 5 or 6 holes. My mind wasn't straight, but I did birdie a 390-yard hole into the wind on Elmwood's number 9 to win the match.
Oh.
And I was kind of excited. Didn't expect to do that. But I couldn't have done that if my leg would have been suffering. My knee would have been twinging anymore.
Yes. So, how did your knee feel as you left the office after that ARP?
No problem.
Okay.
It took a while to get back to the office because I had a couple of things to do. Mm-hmm. But I got back in here. I was very comfortable as I got out to the golf course. Had to get my mind right, much like Cool Hand Luke when mm-hmm. I did.
Yes.
And realized that I was going to have to see what I could do. I was able to hit the ball further. I was able to cut it through the wind, make a long putt, walk off, and say, Dr. Max will be proud on Wednesday.
All right. Very good. Anything to add to that, Bill?
No, but I kind of wonder what's next now on the ARP. How often do I need to do that?
The ARP, for people that are in pain or for people that have a problem with a joint, it's important to get the first 6 or 8 ARPs in as quick as possible. The ARP helped you. It reduced some inflammation and started building some strength in the muscles where the strength was lacking. And if we take too long to get you to where you need to be, you always have that chance of re-injury. And whether that's, it's kind of like a workout. Fanatics might work out every day. Someone that has a bad problem might be coming in daily for their ARP to stay at work or to get ready for a golf tournament, that type of thing. For someone like you that we might kind of call, you've got a problem. I don't want to say you're the walking wounded, but...
I want to take care of it.
There isn't urgency, but there's just concern. Getting back a couple times a week. And the first few ARPs are to get rid of that inflammation. And then we need to get about 6 more after that to regain the strength. And talking with the ARP tech, Carrie, she said Bill did really good. He got really high numbers. And what that tells us is that your main problem isn't inflammation. People that are highly inflamed, they feel that electrical fence feeling much more. At, let's say, an intensity of 18 or 19, they'd be feeling what you were feeling at an intensity of 40 or wherever you got. And so that tells us your main problem is just a lack of strength. And it isn't that you haven't been exercising, but there are some muscles that got kind of behind in their workouts because of that pinched nerve you had in your low back. A muscle can't work if the nerve isn't telling it to. Now that we got the back unclenched, we're going to get that muscle to fire like it's supposed to.
Dr. Max, if people have any kind of problems, how do they reach you?
335-0880. Google Dr. Max, the chiropractor. We're here at Reinecke Chiropractic Clinic. That is just north of the Hy-Vee that's on Minnesota Avenue. Love to be able to help you. Of course, we're talking about the ARP wave neurotherapy when we refer to it as ARP.
We'll see you again on Monday, 11:30.
Thanks, Bill.
Dr. Max.